100 feet east of Road 225, south of William Street, being lots 31, 32, 33, and 34, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
State your name and address.
Catherine Dorn, 1919 Crab Apple Lane, Lincoln, Delaware.
Is he going to speak?
Mm-hmm.
This morning? Hold on, don't go anywhere. State your name and address.
Vincent Mackey, 1919 Crab Apple Lane, Lincoln, Delaware.
Okay. You want to place your hands? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
For the record, I didn't get the gentleman's name.
Vincent Mackey.
Mackey, M-A-C-Y?
M-A-C-K-E-Y.
M-A-C-K-E-Y, okay, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you explain to the board your request for your variance?
We wasn't familiar with Georgetown, the county rules and regulations. After the house was placed, it was a mobile home there, and we decided to go a bit larger, purchase another home, which was a modular. And well, we purchased the house from, they just said, let them know what we would like the house, so we put the house in the same place that the modular, that the double wide, the single wide was in. So after everything was all done, we come here to pick up our C of O, and finds out that the house wasn't set far enough after everything was said and done, and, you know, thinking we was going to move in. So when we get here, this came up. So they've discovered that we had, after the house was placed and set, we had a survey come out and survey the land and discovered that we were short so many feet, 2 or 3 feet. So we came here, and that's when we found out what was going on. And then they told us we would have to, you know, come to the meeting and ask for our variance. So, but I wasn't aware of anything.
Right. Yeah, so let me better understand. Yeah, there was a single wide there.
Yes, it was.
And then you went to replace it with a double wide.
A modular.
A modular.
Yes.
Okay, now who obtained the permits? Did you all?
I came here and got the permits.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I did everything.
And gave them to?
The builder where I got the home from.
Okay.
Who was that?
Choice Homes.
Choice Homes. So mm-hmm. you come and got the permits and everything you thought was right, gave them to him?
Yes.
Okay, and then that was the end of it.
That was the end of it until we got ready to move in.
And you come to get your CO.
Yes.
Found out
the house is already there, place, everything, plumbing and everything. We was about to move in, and here that popped up.
Okay.
So we wasn't familiar with it.
Okay. Yeah. Are there any...
Were you able to get an emergency certificate of occupancy to live there until this was resolved?
Yes, after about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. You was able to get one?
Yes.
And how long is that good for?
To today.
Today's the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Choice Homes just kind of left you on your own?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Did you ask them to come and...
Yes. We hear... It's just been the same thing. We've been doing everything on our own from all this.
So they told you to just determine where you wanted the home placed?
Yes.
And they put in a foundation?
Yes. They did everything.
Their customers have been here before.
Yes, I was well aware of that. And they just saying it was up to us to, you know.
They didn't even offer to come.
No.
And you did ask them.
I did.
Yes.
Who's the individual you were dealing with there? Do you know
Ed,
the name?
Ed, the owner, and Mandy was our cell representative.
Do you know his last name, Ed's last name?
Not by...
Do you have anything at home with the name?
Yes, I got plenty of paperwork from the beginning to the end.
Could you then supply that maybe to the office?
Yes.
Tomorrow or the next day, if you would, please?
Yes, so I will.
Yeah, call the office and reference your case number and the owner's name and whoever was involved.
Some contact.
I feel like we've been left out, you know.
It sounds like you have been, and we'll certainly try to help if you could.
And I've been down here numerous of times and calling. They know my name by heart, so I just felt like, you know, I was getting on their nerves here, but, you know, I was just doing everything on my own. And the house is there, a place, if we have to move it, everything has to be foundation and everything got to be up. And
well, on defense, I think they're certainly, you know, they're willing to help in what they can. Yes. But if you'll do, like Council said, or Mr. Mills supply the, you know, it's the office with those names.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
I will.
Now, the Choice Homes, they haven't made any offering as far as moving the home or anything?
No.
Told us we was on own.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they'll get a lot of referrals from you, huh?
Oh, no.
Okay, there being no other questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I have one letter.
You have one letter in opposition? Would you read it, please? Or highlight it?
It just says that this letter is to speak about case number 9771. We don't think that this person should be able to move into the neighborhood.
It doesn't reference anything, though, to the case as far as
All right, I'll suggest that letter just be stricken from the record, not included.
May I speak on that, please?
Probably not a good idea.
Okay. Probably not a good idea, ma'am.
Okay.
So we're just going to strike that from the record if that's...
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think that'd be best.
Okay.
We're not considering it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
If it pertained to your case, that then your trailer wasn't right or this
okay.
wasn't right or something like that, the color or whatever.
Yes, I understand.
We'll just strike that from the record.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're looking for is a 2.06 foot variance from an average of 25.56 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually homes there that are actually closer to the front property line.
Yes.
Than ours. We farther back than some of the others. And the newest one in the neighborhood.
You are?
Yes.
I've already seen it. It's nice.
Other
yes,
variances.
Thank you.
Yes.
So. I think a lot of it's non-conforming.
Okay. There has been others.
A lot of it's non-conforming out there.
Okay.
Okay, hearing no other, that's any letters of opposition, or there is no letters now. Okay, thank you. Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think it can be considered unique, considering there's a lot of non-conforming properties in close proximity, and I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
I'll correct it when I do find it.
Even though the applicant, I think, acted every way to make things right, wasn't necessarily created by the applicant. I don't think it alters central character in the neighborhood, and I believe it to be a minimum to afford relief. I'd make a motion we approve case number 9771.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9771. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to amend to that motion that a letter be sent to Choice Homes and you will provide us with names.
Okay.
And address.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Case approved.
Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Case number 9772,